You know, March Madness. Even got the Gonzaga proof here. Spring. Spring. Got basketball practice outdoors for the boys. Pretty cool. Just started that today. But you know, I'm out here. I'm thinking, you know, I like doing this. I like to shooting around, you know? It's fun. I have experience in it, done it a long time, good at it, and better than a lot of people, like my team. In fact, I don't even need to be better than my team. I just need enough to know to teach them something. So, I mean, just like, you know, the Final Four, I don't need to be on that team. And of course, I'm not going to be on that team. But that's not my goal. What's my goal? My goal, for one, is just to have fun doing that. And then the only person I really need to be better than is my opponent. But I'm not even really, you know, playing a game here against anybody. I'm just practicing. But as a coach or a business, you only need to be better than the one you're coaching. Or you have to have something that you can teach on your team or your players and so or your client. So what do you know? What are you good at that you could teach somebody else that they might think is difficult? And yet you think it's pretty easy, maybe kind of fun, you have some experience in, and they could learn from you. Maybe you're pretty good at it. That's a bonus. And then you're set. Now remember, I'm not on a pro team. Clearly, I'm not, for one, I'm like a foot short, but I'm good enough to coach a bunch of teenage Dutch boys. But in your business, who are your clients? And do they look up to you as the one with the knowledge? Remember, I don't need to be Steph Curry to teach these guys. I just need to know a little bit more than they do and have a bit of experience. And ideally, especially because I'm not getting paid for this, it's got to be fun. And then for me, what I really want is I want them to learn something. I want to pass along my skills, my experience, and my knowledge to them. But then again, here's another factor. They need to want to learn. And that's key. And I can tell you, these kids, they'd rather be playing PlayStation. That's all right, you know. But if you think about your clients, the best clients are the ones who want to be there. The ones who appreciate your knowledge and your expertise, and are glad that you're a bit better than they are, because that gives them hope and that they could be better based on what you can do. So how's that working out in your business? Remember, I'm not in the NBA, not even in the Final Four of the NCAA, and I never will be. But these guys are learning a whole lot from me. And I'm having a good time. So how can you make that combination and think of your clients as 16-year-old boys? Or think of them, they need your help. If you weren't there, who would they learn it from? Ready? Here we go. See if we can end the day. Oh, got one more. from the corner. It's going up. No, no. It's got to be the other corner. Here we go. So put it in there. All right, so now we're going to see how much stamina I've got. And see if I can teach these kids anything. Not yet, not yet. Maybe I can teach them to keep at it. Because what if I'm out of practice? I got it. Got it. Because then I might need a little practice to get back in the game. But I'm still ahead of these kids. But I can still practice. Because we can always get better. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. Beautiful evening. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast coming to you live from Doran, from my kids' school. Here, I'll give you a little tour. There's the new gym. Beautiful evening. There's their front courtyard. There's the building. Won some award in some like architectural digest. And here's the forest. Yeah, not exactly where I went to school. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Thanks for being here. I'm here every Thursday. Are you?